Congressman Moses missed practice today because of a toe injury. Palmer missed the practice today because of a shoulder. Fulton because of his knee. And Jolly left with an ankle. Those are the four new injuries to report on.
Is it becoming injuries becoming more of a concern to you, or is that just kind of just training?
This is training camp. I mean, this is training camp football. This is normal. Well, we definitely have upgraded our research and our analysis approach to everything, and our strength and conditioning program is included in that. Now, as far as the training, once the players leave here, that's a little bit of the unknown. There's communication that goes on between our staff and our players. So, to me, comment on a general sense, I have no idea what goes on around the league, but I could just say for the most part, when our players leave here, we feel like we have a very good gauge on where they are in their training. We've had more players stay here throughout the summer, the 4-week break time, than we've ever had. So that's something that we'd like to continue to build on. And then we have testing when they come back. They give us a gauge on what they've done, the 4 weeks that are away. So I don't see overtraining in our building right now as an issue.
Mike, are you still a big believer in having those Veterans Days off and such?
The CBA took care of that, so I think the schedule's pretty much set, and we're running with it.
Well, there's no chance at all.
I mean, if I want to give the veterans a day off, I'm going to tell them first. So we'll let you know.
Mike, when is B.J. Coleman at his best, and when is maybe he not quite where you want him to be? It just seemed like a couple times he broke the pocket and tried to make a play today where when he threw the interceptions. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of take us through maybe his development at this point?
Well, the one interception, three-man rush, and, we're in a spread formation. So he did exactly what he was supposed to do. And then when he did slide to his right, I mean, it's just a poor decision. I mean, it's a good play on Morgan Burnett's, from his standpoint. That was just not a bad decision. So the other one was, I think he got fooled. He just got fooled a little bit. And so I would throw those mistakes in the area of experience, recognition, and something that all quarterbacks need. And he can't get enough of it because, this is where he is. Yeah, I really like what Matt Mulligan has brought to our football team. Just starting in the off-season program, he's a very professional person, goes about his business the right way, very serious in his approach. He definitely raised the bar in a couple of the groups in the weight room. So that was my first impression of him, and on the field, He's gotten accustomed to how we play on offense and the things that we're doing here compared to St. Louis, and I think he's off to a good start. But it's when a veteran comes here, once they get through the full length of the installations, you can see the comfort. But from a technical and fundamental standpoint, he's exactly what we thought he was. Well, you have to utilize all the strength. That's clearly a strength of his. And you look at the way he's built and his structure and how he'll be utilized. Well, the future will tell that story. But we train those tight ends all the same, and then eventually back off on who does what, because they're competing for a job. They're all competing for jobs right now.
Do you anticipate?
Do you see good recovery between the bad practice, your first back-to-back bad practice?
Yeah, I thought the energy was better overall. Offense started slow in the first period, but they picked it up. The video should be a very good video to learn from. There's a lot going on today schematically, as far as what the defense was throwing at the offense, basically what the offense was working on, and our jog through and our no huddle drills, as far as difficult pressure defensive looks. So that works very valuable. So this will be very good tape for us.
Do you, go ahead. Do Do you anticipate using the fullback in more of a traditional sense this year with the way your running game is shaping up?
Traditional as in
just more
he gets
to
block more? Or?
Right, more power type.
Well, I mean, I formation. I mean, we're a multiple formation football team regardless if the fullback's in the game or not. So, you know, that approach won't change. No, he looks good. He looks good. He was here for pretty much the whole time, and you know he's in excellent shape. So, but I mean, you know, he needs to practice like everybody else. He's rusty, and you know, I was watching in the footwork fundamental drills. You know, so he's coming on. But you know, Devon plays with a whole different attitude and temperament now, and it's great to have him back.
Bakhtiar,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I think David's off to an excellent start. You know, as far as the reps, the way we utilize them, I think he's someone that is worthy of more reps and you know, furthering the competition along the offensive line. So he's clearly one of the guys that has made a step in the padded work. So I'm very pleased with what he's done so far. Well, I mean, Jonathan Franklin and Eddie Lacy, I think, get better every day. You know, Jonathan had the big play down the sideline in the third down period, and you know, it was a nice throw by Aaron. You know, I thought Eddie Lacy definitely got better today. You know, I thought his inside running skills, his instincts, his decision making, you know, he's finishing better. So, I thought they got better today.
Mike, what's different about JaMychal Finley's approach this season, do you think?
I don't think the approach is any different. I mean, JaMychal Finley loves football. You know, it's just. You know, he's not in the media every day. That's a good thing. But it's, you know, that was a joke. But, yeah, I liked it too. But, JaMychal loves football. I mean, he pours a lot into it. I mean, his off-season training outside of the building is top-notch, you know, as far as his time he spends in Arizona, over there in Minneapolis. So, I mean, he's stronger. You know, he's back to, you know, to the JaMychal Finley of 2000, I guess that would have been, what, 9 or 10? So, I mean, he's where he needs to be. He's in a very good place. I mean, I think he's having a heck of a camp.
I know you haven't sorted out playing time or anything in the preseason, but you're looking at a lot of different return guys. Are you more apt to give a guy a half or several returns in a row or look at as many as you can in each of the games?
You know, our return game really, you know, someone has to step up there. I mean, it's, you know, Randall Cobb has been excellent for us back there. If we were to play a game tomorrow, you know, Randall would be my returner. So, you know, the opportunities that these young men have, the preseason will sort that out for us.
Mike, I know we tend to talk a lot about Jeremy Ross on the returns, but what have you seen as far as his development as a receiver and what he's been doing for
us? You know, Jeremy Ross is just a good football player. I mean, he has a unique skill set, his ability to play all the different positions. I mean, you know, how he's utilized on special teams is a real credit to him. So I'm glad he's here for training camp. You know, anytime you get a player in midseason, you know, after training camp, you can definitely see the development. So I like what Jeremy's doing. You know, he had some good returns there at the end of the season for us. So he's shown that he can do it in big games, and you know, he'll learn from the mistake in San Francisco. But very, very versatile football player. Good football player. Well, it's just, you know, based on the schedule. Those guys will be up tomorrow, so every other day.
Mike, Andrew Corliss, can you comment on where he's at in his comeback now?
He's getting there. You know, you could see it. You know, he's, you know, everybody knows the injury that he sustained in New York, and it's, you know, he still has some hurdles to clear. You know, he's catching the ball better. You know, we have a segment in our offensive meetings when we get together in the afternoons, and each position coach presents a fundamental principle, particularly to the offensive side of the ball. And like yesterday was catching, how to catch a football. So we go back to the grassroots fundamentals, and there were some clips on there of Andrew, you know, as far as the extension and catching the ball properly. And then, you know, then the play, he had a play today. It was the exact same play that was on the highlight tape yesterday, and you can just see the difference. It's not, you know, the ball got in on him a little bit. So he's just, he's getting there. He's a little rusty, and this is exactly what he needs. But it's great to have him back. I mean, I think he's clearly could be one of our most versatile tight ends.
Two more.
What do you think of your inside linebacker depth? Seems like you got a bunch of young guys who have some skills there.
Yeah, I think our inside linebacker depth is as good as we've had. It's, you know, I would say 2010 was a really good group. This is definitely a really good group, and it's very competitive. And the young guys are definitely pushing AJ and Brad, and you know Robert's having a heck of a camp, and you know Jamari has made a number of flash plays. You know Sam's a little reckless, but you know I like that about him. And you know those guys are off to a good start. That's a very competitive group.
Coach, how important is it for these young guys to stand out on special teams when they get those opportunities to be able to catch the action?
Special teams is the vehicle to the football team. It's something that's said every year. It's something that we emphasize again and again. And when you get into these final decisions and you're talking with the personnel department, that's ultimately what it usually comes down to. So we've never stayed to a structure roster, you know, based on so many ingrained numbers for each position, and I just think that's the right way to go about it. And it's you're trying to create the environment for you keeping your best players, and that's which gives us the opportunity to you know give a guy a chance to make the team based on the special teams.
Mike, are you happy with how your depth at receiver is progressing through camp?
You know, our young guys are hurt again. You know, the two rookies. That's disappointing. I mean, it's unfortunate. You know, I'd like to see what they can add, but you got to love what the other young guys are doing. I mean, it's the amount of offense that's been thrown at them through the installation phase. You know, our mental errors were way down yesterday, which is very good for this particular point in training camp. They're making big plays. They're doing the little things right. You know, Hines comes right in, kind of steps in, and you know you'd have thought he's been here. So he definitely looks like he belongs. But yeah, I really like the way our young guys are pushing. You know, Jeremy Ross, Boykin. It'll be fun to see where that sorts out.
Coach,